Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's get ready.
What day of the week is it?
Today is Thursday.
Welcome to the show.
Let's make it our best show ever.
Don't get your hopes up.
We need more laughs on the show.
How's that?
You are hilarious.
You're acting like a crazy person.
Acting? I'm not acting.
I'm crazy!
Crazy like a fox.
It's showtime.
It sure is. I don't think we overhyped it today. I think we're right on.
You think we are?
It's going to be one of those days today. I feel it. Feel good. Feel good about it. 6:03, everybody. Good morning. It is the Wake Up with the Wolf show. There's a lot of new stuff about the coronavirus thing today. You know, I've always been one of these people who leans to the slightly over-prepared side for most anything. It's just in my nature.
Because you're a hoarder.
Right. And I just think that there's a balance in there somewhere between, you know, crazy and going, you know what, we need to take this serious and take some steps, some precautions. And since we left you yesterday, there's been a lot of new stuff pop up. There really has.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to break it down for you, not hype it, just tell you what's going on with it here in just a minute. Tom Hanks and his wife, they're over in Australia. They both have it. They both tested. They both have it. Tom says they started out just feeling like they had colds, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He said he just had sort of minor cold symptoms, said that Rita had a little bit of light fever, but just like they had a cold, and then they were tested, and then they find out they both have the virus.
Mm-hmm.
And there was an interview yesterday. Joe Rogan, the guy from the MMA.
Yeah.
He has a podcast, and he talks to a lot of people, and he had a guy on yesterday that wrote this book. I can't remember the name of the book. I'll look it up for you. But this guy's a very, very smart guy. He knows what he's doing. He's been doing this his whole career. Sort of a disease detective is what he is. He sounds like kind of an interesting job, where he just sort of investigates and tracks down these diseases and figures out what causes them and how to prevent them, where they came from, and all that. And in 2016, 2017, he predicted this whole thing would happen. He said there's going to be some sort of new strain of flu virus that's going to come out of China, and it's going to spread around the world. It's going to be a pandemic, and well, here we are.
Here's an idea. He works for the Chinese government. No. Released this.
See, you're going too deep. Too deep again.
No. The rabbit hole. Go down it.
We're going to get to the bottom of the rabbit hole today.
I love it. Welcome to Wonderland.
Yeah. We'll tell you. We'll give you all the latest updates coming up here in a few minutes. 6:05 now. Give me a warm day today. That's 70. Starting out in the upper 40s this morning. Gonna put the Wake Up with the Wolf Show, 6:08. Dale LeBrand, Annie and Chase, good morning to you.
Howdy.
This whole coronavirus thing, and I know that a lot of people are just, including Annie's one of them, just sick of the over hype. Just so sick of it.
Doesn't overkill.
Doesn't even want to talk about it. Doesn't even want to hear about it because people have run into ground. The thing is that at the beginning you think, oh, this, come on, people, just wash your hands.
Yeah.
And then as time goes on, you start to realize that, you know, this is a serious thing going on. Last night, President Trump says, hey, guys, travel is banned for most of Europe, minus the UK, for 30 days, starting Friday at midnight. Now, the ban doesn't apply to U.S. citizens or their immediate family who are trying to return from Europe. They can get on airplanes and come on into,
but they'll be held for special testing.
The U.S., yes. There was a guy interviewed yesterday, Joe Rogan. Those of you who followed MMA, you know who he is. He was an actor before he got into all that. He had an interview with a guy named Michael Osterholm, who is an expert on all this stuff. A complete, I mean, this guy was fascinating to listen to, and he was a no BS guy. He said this is not hype. He said this is getting bad. He predicted in his book that he wrote back in 2016, it was released in 2017, that this would happen, that there would be some wild, weird flu virus strain come out of China and spread over the globe and become a pandemic. And now it has. The World Health Organization yesterday made this a pandemic. Here are some key points the guy had to point out yesterday in his conversation with Joe. He said the coronavirus is not going away next week. He says the next 3 to 6 months could be just like it is now. Look for it to get progressively worse. We're not going to have a vaccine anytime soon. He says that's just happy talk. There's going to be this. What's going on now is kind of the new normal for the time being. Look at it to pretty much stretch out for the rest of this year. Here are his predictions. Lasting 3 to 6 months or longer, he's projecting 48 million hospitalizations and 480,000 deaths. It takes about 4 days between when you contract the disease to when you start showing some symptoms of having the virus. He says that it could be 10 to 15 times worse than a bad flu season. About 96 million cases, he predicts. And by the way, it's not just a disease for old people, although elderly people who, you know, have compromised immune systems are certainly the highest fatality risk in this situation. There have also been lots of horrible cases in people in their 40s and 50s. But, and also, the good news is, and these are his exact words, the good news here is that there have been virtually no children affected by this. Seems like that the kids, you know, are okay right now. About 4 days between you breathe in the air, that's how you get it, it's airborne, 4 days between you actually breathe in the air and contract the disease and start showing symptoms. Primary method for transmission is breathing. So the best preventative measures are to avoid large public spaces and try to limit contact with other people as best you can.
I think we already have a vaccine. It's simple. It's tomato soup, grilled cheese, Sprite.
Right, that's good.
That's...
Sprite or 7-Up or ginger ale.
I was reading. The World Health Organization said it can be stopped, but you have to take proper action. Of course, washing your hands thoroughly and avoid large gatherings. And as long as our governments continue to take the proper precautions to quarantine us, keep us away from each other, we should get through this.
Well, I'm just going to go home then.
Here are some of the precautions. By the way, Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson, they have it. They're in Australia. They both have been tested positive.
Which the government's holding them hostage.
Right, they are now. The NBA season has been suspended indefinitely after last night's games. The NBA season is done indefinitely. There are no crowds allowed at NCAA games.
I'm not going to be surprised if they cancel those altogether.
And there's a question about whether movie theaters should close due to this, to keep people from getting in there with a bunch of people like that.
We should just cancel everything for 2 weeks and hopefully it'll pass.
Yeah.
Wake up with the Wolf Show, getting up at 6:27, looking at the odds and ends. Here's a few things kind of outside the coronavirus world. And I actually got a couple of coronavirus things in here. I'll go ahead and tell you. Hand sanitizer sales are up 300% because of the coronavirus. They can't make enough of this stuff. Can't get into the store fast enough.
Great time to have stock.
And so the only other time this happens is when you go back to school.
True. Yeah, you're right.
Please send hand sanitizer, paper towels, tissues, and Windex. We don't have any of that.
The dry erase markers.
Yeah.
Don't forget.
Yeah.
Oh, and colored pencils and crayons and the crayon sharpener. Box of 64 is best because it's got the best sharpener built in.
I like that voice.
No. Don't make fun of that. That is true.
It is true. You're
I
right.
still use them.
It's a lifesaver.
It is. Zac Brown Band yesterday said they're postponing their 2020 tour because of the coronavirus. They're off the road.
Mm.
Most of the time when places like concerts close like that, they usually have some sort of insurance, I believe, don't they?
Yeah, they do. There is an insurance.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Hey, is anybody aware that McDonald's has a new sweet and sour sauce?
Szechuan sauce?
I'm unaware. This is something new. It's a new sweet and sour sauce that they have, and it must be delicious. Because two guys in a New York City McDonald's got into a brawl over the sauce. The two men started arguing in line before they squared up against each other. The victorious fighter held his bag of food and a Dr. Pepper in his left hand while punching his opponent down three times with three different right hooks.
Wow.
One-handed, he gave this guy the beatdown. The winner Took home the sauce.
Good.
Wow.
Because to the winner goes the sauce.
That's how you handle things nowadays.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. The Olympic torch lighting ceremony in Greece is now closed to the public because of the coronavirus. Can't be going to that. And Taco Bell is going to offer their new Triple Lupa.
Oh, man.
Get ready at participating locations beginning today. The Triple Lupa combines three mini chalupas to create a gigantic 9-inch taco shell.
The chalupas are the best things at Taco Bell.
Well, then you get three of them with this thing, all combined into one giant taco shell. It is the longest shell in Taco Bell history.
Triple the shell, triple the trips to the bathroom.
You know, I don't have a problem with that. I don't, really? Taco Bell didn't send me to the bathroom, no.
The only thing I like from Taco Bell.
Wake up at the Wolf Show, 6:55, the time. It's good news story time.
So, you know, everybody dreads parent-teacher conferences.
Yeah,
but, you know, like have you ever had a memorable teacher, someone that maybe inspired you more? Or,
oh,
you
my
know.
Kids have had some terrific teachers that we still know and are still friends with. His first grade teacher, what a sweet lady. Still see her on Facebook, still talk to her when we're back home. Yeah,
I had a crush on one of them.
Of course you did.
Sure. Everybody's had one teacher you've had the crush on.
Miss Pickard.
She was the one, huh?
You picked her, huh?
I just love the way she write her W's and B's.
You like
anyways.
Her I'm not joking.
I had a teacher in fourth grade, Miss Moretti. I actually ran into her at a bar in Kernersville a couple months ago, and it's just really nice to see her. She left a lasting impression. One of my favorite teachers, and she was my teacher during the year my dad passed away, and he passed away a week before my 10th birthday, and she asked me what I wanted for my birthday, and I said, yeah, I love spaghetti and meatballs. Homemade meatballs.
She made them.
She made them, brought them to the house, and it's just forever stuck in my mind. Just one of those moments. Like, so sweet. So this teacher, her name is Miss Pam, and Pam Ost. She's from Thomasville. She teaches at Hasty Elementary, and she's got to be one of the most memorable teachers, at least to this former student, Jada. She taught her in kindergarten about 4 years ago, and Pam and Jada's mom, Tracy, have become really close friends and recently became even closer. Pam gave Tracy one of her kidneys.
Wow.
Yeah, Tracy was diagnosed with lupus back in 2010, and it was they were able to, like, you know, manage it, but till recently, she's starting to have some it's attacking her organ mm-hmm. failure. And so she was going to need a kidney transplant. Well, Pam was like, I'm going to get tested, see what's up. And they were a match. So she surprised Tracy with the news a couple months ago, and they've just now gotten the surgery done about a week ago out in Pittsburgh. And they're both doing great. And they want to share the story with people because they want more people to be organ donors, which is a beautiful thing. You don't need them when you're gone, people, so share them.
Do that when you get your driver's license. There's just a box you check.
Yeah, and then look at the picture of them. Just so happy.
That's awesome.
Yeah. They're both just all smiles.
Yay, so. Miss Pam in Thomasville.
Yeah, shout out to the good teachers that, you know, make those lasting memories.
And Miss Pickard from Northeastern Randolph Middle School.
Oh, gosh.
Right down the road.
And her gorgeous
handwriting.
Cursive W's.
See the way you're taking care.
Now the Wake Up with a Wolf Show presents 5 After Laughter.
I was watching the news, and on the local news a couple of weeks ago, they said that scientists think that they have found a cure for the common cold. So far it just works in rats. So they're not sure if it'll work in humans. But my reaction is, if it just works in rats, I'm happy there. You know what I mean? I mean, what's creepier than a rat? A rat with a hacking cough, right? My God, what's that sound in the wall? Is that a rat reaching for a rat-sized bottle of nasal spray? Is that what I'm hearing? Oh my God, what's that in the corner near the Kleenex box? Is there a rat rubbing Vaseline on its little rat-like snout?
Hear 5 After Laughter every morning at 7:05 on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show.
Dale knows everything!
93.1 The Wolf, who's this?
Sherry.
Sherry, how you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
I am great.
Is this Sherry Berry that used to inspect the elevators?
Yeah.
I wish, no.
Nah, I don't know. Okay.
Well, Sherry, you're caller 20, so congratulations.
Thank you.
We're going to try to prove Dale wrong, play a little Dale Knows Everything. I'm going to ask him a question. He's either going to know the answer or he's going to make it up off the top of his head. And it's up for you to prove him wrong or agree with him if he's telling the truth, okay?
Okay.
All right, well, National Girl Scout Day is today, and it's all about the cookies. So, Dale, if you're ready.
I am ready.
All right. Dale, all proposed cookies must be approved by the National Girl Scout Organization, and they can change from year to year. But three of the notorious cookies are actually non-negotiable. They must have them every year. Name one to be right, but name all three to know everything.
I think I know all three, but go ahead, Dale.
Thin Mints. There's a change on the name of them, but I call them the Caramel Delights, or if they call something else now, I think there's something.
Samoas or something.
Samoas, or they're, you know what I'm talking about. They've changed the name.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll go with the one, the peanut butter one. Well, I forgot what they call the peanut butter ones.
Well, they used to be called Do-Si-Dos. It just depends on who makes them. There's two companies
right.
that make
okay.
them.
So okay, that's my answer. Those are my
okay. Now, Sherry, does Dale know everything, or is he wrong?
I think I'm going to agree with him today.
Well, I have to say that, Dale, you're right, but you don't know everything. You got two out of three.
Is it the shortbread?
Okay.
Shortbread, yep.
I knew
the
it.
The peanut butter patties and the Thin Mints are the three non-negotiable ones. But you did get two, Dale. So, Sherry, woo! You're going to the rodeo, baby.
Thank you.
Dale doesn't know everything.
This is the Wake Up of the Wolf Show.
93.1 The Wolf.
And now it's time for
Things You Need to Know.
Well, if you haven't heard, I'm going to fill you in. The NBA has suspended all their seasons, or this season, last night, of course, due to the coronavirus. NCAA will play March Madness, but fans
are not welcome.
Are not welcome there.
We'll be playing all the games without an audience.
Correct. Dale, I know you despise Starbucks.
I just don't like the whole, who's paying $5 and $6 for a cup of Joe? I just can't see it. I'm sorry.
I'd do it every day if I could.
They wake up laughing. They're just laughing at America. But can you believe we're able to charge them this for this and they pay it and they line up?
That coffee is delicious. You can't make it at home that good. You can't make it at home.
What was that, Dale?
You have to have a whole coffee machine to reproduce what they got going on here, okay?
Well, here is probably the best flavor I've heard them add to their secret menu ever. Twix. Frappuccino.
I heard chocolate-covered strawberries yesterday. That sounded good.
Really?
How much is it?
It doesn't say, but it says it has a caramel frappuccino base, hazelnut syrup, java chips, extra caramel, and a mocha drizzle with whipped cream.
Y'all, my husband is basic. He loves caramel frappuccino. I think they taste like eggnog.
They're very sugary.
No, they're not.
Aren't they? I thought they
were. Yeah, no, they are. I'm just kidding.
I was going to say.
Yeah. No, most of their drinks are chock full of sugar, unless you get mine. I'll send you the recipe if you want it. Hit me up.
Why do those drinks taste so good? Because they're full of sugar.
Yeah, that's right. Less coffee, more sugar.
That's why Chinese food tastes good. Chinese food's got a lot of sugar.
It's MSG.
That's sugar, especially at P.F. Chang's.
Yeah.
They load it up.
Did you know Chick-fil-A is now going to be selling bottles of its signature sauce? That doesn't surprise me. But the chicken dipping sauce that Walmart has is the exact same.
Oh, gosh. But nothing's like the original Chick-fil-A labeled saucy sauce.
So is the Chick-fil-A sauce going to be available just at Chick-fil-A, or is it going to stores?
It's going to stores, but this is the part that is interesting to me. It says it'll be available at Walmart, Target, Publix.
Good choices.
And Winn-Dixie.
I love it. Is it like specific to one state right now or something? Maybe that's why it's Winn-Dixie?
Well, I don't know. Winn-Dixie. I mean, where is there one?
Florida?
Not around here. They're big in Florida. They're big down in the deeper south. They've closed most of them around here.
The deep south. I remember there's one over near Forest Oaks. That shut down a long time ago.
I can't even believe that the grocery stores that are here survive. It's so competitive.
I have figured it out very quickly. Yes, Target, Publix, Walmart, and Winn-Dixie stores in Florida beginning in April.
Florida! You just go by and get the generic Walmart. That's fine.
If you're going to Disney World, pick me up a bottle. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.